Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Zedliners. This is Rada and Addy with your 8am news. In local news, researchers at the University of Queensland have found that cancer immunotherapy can significantly reduce sunspots and skin cancers by at least 65%. The study, consisting of 23 patients receiving the treatment over 3, 6 and 12 months, showed a visible reduction of precancerous and cancerous sunspots, with some disappearing completely. Lead author Dr. Charlotte Cox says that skin cancer is a big problem, with two-thirds of Australians diagnosed before 70, and that these findings offer new hope for those at high risk, as they could lead to future clinical trials and alternative prevention strategies.
In national news, the Prime Minister has condemned a viral video of two New South Wales hospital workers who have threatened to refuse treatment to Israeli patients. The video features a pair of hospital workers, including one who claims to be a doctor, talking with an Israeli influencer. In the video, the doctor tells the influencer, "I'm going to be really honest with you, I'm so upset you're Israeli," and when asked if they'd treat Israelis, the other worker replied, "I won't treat them, I will kill them." Ryan Park, New South Wales Health Minister, has stood them down and launched an investigation into the matter, with police seizing CCTV footage of the incident. A representative for the alleged doctor has stated that his client is of prior good character and is trying to make amends. In international news, US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has declared it unrealistic for Ukraine to return to its pre-war borders and has called on other NATO states to increase funding for Ukraine's war effort. These comments come as US and Russian leaders begin negotiations to end the war. Secretary Hegseth has further stated that it's unlikely that Ukraine will gain NATO membership following the war, and that the deployment of European and non-European troops would ensure that Ukraine's post-war sovereignty would be respected. For his part, President Zelensky has proposed a territory swap between Russia and Ukraine, and furthermore has teased the US with lucrative post-war reconstruction contracts.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the morning and afternoon. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. Fire danger is moderate, with the UV index predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.